The CEOs of some of the biggest companies in America are taking home. Well, let's take a look and break down some numbers that just came in about CEOs over at IBM, Ford, and investment bank Goldman Sachs. Let's start off with IBM. The chief executive over there, Samuel Palmisano, recording, get this number, $20.9 million in terms of compensation just last year. Of course, IBM saw a nice uptick in profit last year as well, so that is to be expected. Let's take a look at how the numbers break down here. Palmisano, he's 56 years old. He was paid $1.8 million in salary, $5.8 million under long-term incentive plan. He also got options and stock valued at about $12.3 million, along with, add on top of that, company perks, travel expenses covered, all of that. But keep in mind, back in 2007, IBM posted a 10% gain in net profit for the year to $10.4 billion, and its stock price rose 11% last year. So he saw some nice gains off of that success at his company. Ford, though, an automaker under pressure, especially over the last year, CEO over there, Alan Mulally. Here's what a Ford representative confirmed for us. He got a restricted stock units valued at more than $4 million last year, tack on top of that, $3.56 million in stock options, and the Ford representative confirming to CNN that Mulally and several other top executives over at Ford got a total of 2 million stock units valued at nearly $15 million. So not bad there. Finally, want to take a look at Goldman Sachs. The stock is up nicely right now. Goldman Sachs is considered by many one of the few Wall Street firms that really skirted the whole subprime meltdown, and its employees are being compensated very kindly for that. The two co-presidents over at Goldman Sachs, Gary Cohen and John Winkelried, rather, both got $67.5 million last year in compensation for 2007. Keep in mind, that is just under what Goldman's chief executive, Lloyd Blankfein, got. He got $68.5 million. So millions and millions in compensation for the CEOs of International Business Machines, IBM, Ford, and Goldman Sachs.